Episode 153, Axe Throwing. Hey loves, it's finally time for our next date night, and that seemed like it took forever. Nevertheless, it's here and I'm super excited. It sucks that I'm not 100% though, because earlier this week I caught a cold, as I'm sure you can hear from my voice, but that's cool. I'm just refraining from kissing him and holding all the loving back until our upcoming staycation in a few weeks. That's going to be freaking epic, because our Christmas/New Year celebration is all wrapped up in one. But before we get there, let me get into how this date went. I arrived at the axe throwing location about 20 minutes before him and did a few things on my phone before he arrived. I was excited to see him and also get the gift he got me and the one his mum got for me. I always love surprises, so I couldn't wait. He arrived and we locked eyes as always, made silly faces at each other and giggled. Then I proceeded to get out of my car and go to his. As soon as he saw me, he said I looked cute, but it wasn't until we got inside and he saw my cool sweater that he complimented my outfit even more. He said the face on my sweater was super cool and inquired as to when I got it. I told him and he said he loved it and complimented me many more times throughout the night. I ate it all up and complimented him a few times too, because he looks super good with his burgundy shirt, jeans, and burgundy boots to match. I love that we both know how to dress, even when doing a chill event, because it's always important to turn each other on. I even remember later on in the night where he watched me walk away to the bathroom and just admired what he had. Well, I wasn't sure that he did that, but I hoped he did, because I felt that I looked good and wanted him to admire me. Later, he admitted that he did indeed watch me as I walked, and I felt satisfied because that meant my simple but cute outfit had the outcome I planned. Anyway, I digress. Let's get back to the beginning of the night with the gifts. Oh my gosh, the gifts. They were the best ever. He got me a Frosty the Snowman figurine that lit up. It was the best and immediately lit up my face. Then his mum got me a black angel. I named her Angelica. I had always wanted a black angel, so both gifts had me elated. Now, I have to figure out where to put them. I thanked him tremendously and then texted his mum, thank you, and we conversed for a bit before heading into the axe place. As soon as we walked in, the owner remembered us and also remembered that my brother had come there before. It was cool. We conversed for a bit with him, and then he gave us a recap, a lesson of how to throw the axes. We both did terribly initially, but after a few rounds, it started to come back to us, and we went into competition mode. I didn't do too bad at all. He ultimately beat me with 3-2, but I held my own and even scored a 35 in one of the games. His highest score was for the night was 37, so I got close. It was such a fun night, and we got an arm workout in all the same time. After throwing those axes, my arms definitely got fatigued, but I'm all about fitness, so I welcome the arm pain I'll feel tomorrow. Anyway, after about an hour, we were famished, and I told him that he's going to drive me to the cheesecake factory instead of us both driving. He said he didn't think about that, but he loved the idea, and we frolicked before he let me into the car. He put on his non-rap playlist, and we were off. We vibed out while I wrote some of Single Life. Then, it was great. I mean, I just love how it feels in our bubble. We're just unapologetically ourselves and so free. We were at Cheesecake Factory in no time, and now came the tough decision. What would we eat? We had previously decided that the mozzarella cheese pieces was a definite, and also the chicken dumplings, which he'd never had, but said he was down to try. So when the waitress came over, we ordered that first, along with our frozen mango drinks. She asked us if we wanted bread, and I said yes, because I was ready to taste their brown sweet rolls. Unfortunately, she came back with only the sourdough ones and apologized that they didn't have the wheat. I was disappointed, but still had one of the slices with butter. Was pretty good and held me over because it took a little while for our appetizers to arrive. The drinks came next, and I agreed when he said they didn't taste as good as before. I'm not sure if we were both expecting it to taste like our Applebee ones or we simply remembered it differently. But even after stirring it, it still lacks something. Furthermore, the glasses felt dirty on the outside, and we were not impressed. Either way, we didn't stress it and continued on with our great conversation. It's funny because I can never really pinpoint exactly what we talk about. It always just flows and is a chill and easy vibe. I did show him the pics from my new shoot, though. He said he liked them, so that was cool. The waitress returned after some time and asked if we wanted to order our entrees. We figured, being that our appetizers still hadn't come out, it would probably be best to do so. So I ordered the chicken parmesan sandwich with fries, and him the cheeseburger with dipping cheese and fries. We went back to our discussion and I showed him the ideal looking house for us. He agreed but then realized it was a townhouse, and after looking up differences between a townhouse and a condo, decided we didn't want that. All this is just hypothetical for now. We know in the future we want to get married and live together, but we're in the saving process and window shopping for now. So I'll continue to get market notices and forward the nice ones to him. It's actually pretty fun and exciting to think about, but also a bit discouraging when discussing the saving aspect and expenses to come. Bottom line, others do it, so why can't we? We're more than capable to, so with the right planning, I'm sure we'll be fine. Our appetizers arrived and we tasted the mozzarella pieces first. Our reaction mirrored each other's with oohs and ahs. Just so good. The mozzarella pieces were perfectly breaded and cooked well. And the cheese inside just dripped and oozed out when we took a bite. We were in heaven. It sucked that they only gave us 3 pieces, but after eating the first ones, we split the final one and it all worked out. We also tried the chicken dumplings. He said they were cool, but I could tell he didn't really like them too much. And honestly, they weren't the best for me either. I remember them tasting better, so we both agreed that we'd get a different appetizer next time. I didn't think about it then, but we could have sent them back and ordered something else, but it wasn't that they were bad, I just think they didn't match with everything else we were eating, so lesson learned for the future. We finished our entrees pretty quickly and then had time to relax and continue talking. I don't know about him, but I was very controlled not bringing up our holiday staycation because it's been heavy on both of our minds. Nevertheless, we want to wait until the time gets closer to discuss and plan a few things. Our food arrived next and I was so ready to sink my teeth into the chicken parmesan sandwich. Unfortunately, I'd gotten full and only managed a few bites from one of the halves. I asked him if he wanted any, but he said he was full from his burger. I decided to take it home for the next day, and he said it was a brilliant idea. I was so excited and knew it would satisfy my hunger the following day, and it did. He said his burger was okay, but not repeatable. Then, once done, he stated that this wasn't the best Cheesecake Factory out in food-wise. I agreed, and now we were ready to go to another Cheesecake Factory in the near future to have a redo. With our bellies full, we went back to his car and he drove me back to mine. This time we listened to his rap playlist and he picked a few songs I liked and knew. I will say it kind of defeated the purpose of me simply listening to see if I liked some of his songs, so next time I'll tell him to just let it play. The night had been an overall success. We looked great, had a fun date, and a satisfactory dinner for the most part. We couldn't complain besides wanting more loving and affection from one another, but we knew that wouldn't happen. That wasn't going to happen in the first place because I was sick and he was getting over a cold. I got back in my car and was off. We spoke on the phone for almost all of his ride, and then he called me later to check on me and make sure I didn't fall asleep on my ride home. I thanked him for an amazing date and he said it was his pleasure. So that's it for now, loves. The date night continues. If you have questions or thoughts about anything, feel free to let me know and I'll definitely address it. But until then, my loves, XOXO, bombshell out. And once again, sorry for the hoarse voice.